With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Wall Street elation triggered by President Trump's tariff pause has faded somewhat. Following yesterday's stunning rally, this morning stocks are sinking. The president paused for 90 days the steep tariffs imposed on most of America's trading partners. The exception here is communist China. Tariffs on Chinese imports have been boosted by 125% because Mr. Trump says Beijing has not acted in good faith. The president's agenda may take another step forward today thanks to the Republican-led House and Speaker Mike Johnson.
I'm happy to tell you that this morning I believe we had the votes to finally adopt the budget resolution so we can move forward on President Trump's very important agenda for the American people.
The vote was postponed last evening as some Republicans complained that the bill falls short on deficit reduction. Inflation still rose last month compared to a year ago, although at a slower pace, 2.4% increase according to the latest Consumer Price Index. Also at SRNNews.com, former Arkansas governor, Baptist minister, and political commentator Mike Huckabee confirmed by the Senate as a U.S. ambassador to Israel.
Congratulations to Mike Huckabee.
President Trump signed Huckabee's commission Wednesday afternoon.
He's going to be fantastic. He's going to bring home the bacon. Bacon isn't too big in Israel.
Among the challenges facing the new diplomat are the effort to end the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, the conflict with Hezbollah in Lebanon, and threats posed to Israel by Iran. Jennifer King, Washington.
Investigators getting to work trying to pinpoint the cause of the deadly nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic. The death toll has risen to 218. Stocks deep in the red this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is down 746 points. The Nasdaq off 487. This is SRN News. A gambling summit for pastors.
The Southern Baptist Convention hosted the gathering this week designed to help clergymen address the rapid spread of sports gaming in the country and prepare for its inevitable human costs. A majority of America's Protestant pastors say they are opposed to sports betting, but very few ever mention it from the pulpit or have any kind of a plan to help gambling addicts in their congregation. Experts say young men are the most likely to be victimized. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
America's insular Amish communities are attracting attention for their ability to respond more quickly to natural disasters than government agencies. After a tornado struck an Amish community in Michigan recently, the work was underway so quickly that when the National Weather Service came to assess the damage 2 days later, most of the buildings had been repaired. Earlier this year, a group of Amish men swiftly built 12 tiny homes for a hurricane-stricken community in North Carolina. This is SRN News. A young woman, the victim of a vicious shark attack, hopes to help others avoid such a fate.
An Alabama teen who narrowly survived a fierce shark attack last year is asking her state's lawmakers to support the creation of a new alert system. The Alabama legislature would establish something similar to the Amber Alert system, which would notify the public when there's been an unprovoked shark attack nearby. 16-year-old Lulu Gribben was one of three people bitten by a shark on a single day last summer. She lost her left hand and part of her leg. Gribben said she wouldn't have ventured into the water that day had she known of an earlier shark attack just down the coast. Keith Peters, Washington.
Secretary of State Rubio and the attorney for a U.S.-Russian dual national jailed in Russia on treason charges says that she has been freed in a prisoner exchange between Moscow and Washington. Earlier, Rubio said she was on a plane back home to the U.S. More details at SRNNews.com.